This is Dr. Lee Decoding History, Physical Patient Smith, S-M-I-T-H, Randolph, R-A-N-D-U-L-P-H. Date of birth 11-21-1950. Place Future Care Charles Village. Date of service 12-25-2023. It's initial history and physical comprehensive evaluation. History of present illness. It's a 73-year-old male with a history of dementia, Parkinson's disease. He was brought to the Mercy Hospital Medical Center with a noted have change in mental status, generalized weakness, speaking himself, poor historian, lives at home with the family, denies any nausea, vomiting. He has a reported recent history of frequent fall every week, fell and hit his head on December 17, denies loss of consciousness in emergency room, patient progressive declining in mental abilities, ambulatory dysfunction. He was recently started on donepezil for dementia. Patient also on carbidopa, levodopa, as well as selegiline, S-E-L-E-G-L-I-N-E. Patient has some side effects, worsening cognitive deficit. Patient was evaluated in the ED. Lab order, CT head. Subsequently admitted to the hospital with the progressive declining in his condition, progressive dementia, confusion, and frequent fall. CT had no hemorrhage, no fracture. Patient was admitted and placed in the blood alarm. Delay RPR, treponemal pyrethrum was positive, but RPR negative. Because of frequent fall, physical therapy is consulted and they recommended subacute rehab and patient was sent here. When I saw the patient, he's lying on the bed, he's a poor historian, he's confused, disoriented, not answering any question properly. Past medical history, number one, dementia, number two, Parkinson's disease. Ambulatory dysfunction. A recent treponema pallidum positive, history of hyperlipidemia, history of hypertension, history of anemia, history of right knee arthroplasty, social history, he was living at home. No smoking, no alcohol, no drug abuse, family history, patient couldn't tell. Allergies not known. Nervous system, no headache, no dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills, no shortness of breath, no cough, no fever. Hematology, no bleeding or bruising. Genitourinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope, confused, disoriented. Endocrine, no polyurine, polydipsia. Medications upon discharge. S-E-L-E-G-I-L-I-N-E, selegiline, 5 mg twice a day for Parkinson's disease, aspirin 81 mg daily, Lipitor 40 mg daily, carbidopa / levodopa 25/100, one tablet twice a day, donepezil D-O-N-E-P-E-G-L 5 mg daily, ferrous sulfate 325 mg every other day for anemia. Physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert, forgetful, disoriented, and confused, lying on the bed, family at the bedside. Blood pressure 138 over 70, pulse 60, temperature 97.9 Fahrenheit, respiration 18. Head, no hematoma, eyes anechoic, no ear near the discharge. Neck, suppose no JVD, chest, not tender, lungs, clear, no wheezing, no rail, hottest, nest 2, regular, abdomen is soft, non tender, bottom positive, no rebound, no rigidity, extremities, No demon woke after tenderness. Neuro patients away, disoriented but confused, forgetful, memory deficit. Left from the hospital discharge, somebody noted WBC 7.47, hemoglobin 9.2, hematocrit 28.9, sodium 138, potassium 4.0, cholesterol 110, CO2 23, BUN 19, creatinine 0.7, glucose 80. AST 34, ALT 18. CT had no hemorrhage, no fracture. Assessment patient is admitted. Number one, frequent fall. Number two, amyloid dysfunction. Number three, worsening dementia. Number four, Parkinson's disease. Number five, history of right knee arthroplasty. Number six, hypertension. Number six, dry eye syndrome. Number seven, cataract. Number 8, iron deficiency anemia. Number 9, hyperlipidemia. Number 10, change in mental status, confusion, secondary to progressive dementia. Number 11, trypanema, pallidum positive, but RPR was noted to be negative. That need to be followed up. Plan will continue all current medications. PPOT, follow progression, follow lab. Keep and discuss with the family at the bedside. Thank you.